This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. Sheridan's nabbed the number one spot on livability.com's list of best small towns in America. Business reporter Sharon Fain has the story.
The Wyoming town was praised for maintaining its real western feel, as well as its sweet location between Yellowstone and Mount Rushmore. The article also took into consideration Sheridan's well-maintained parks, historic downtown, its art scene, and low unemployment rate. Livability.com reps say the list was developed as a way to recognize underpopulated, underappreciated places. I'm Sharon Fain reporting.
Constitutional Amendment A deserves your attention because it will protect against government mandates that might regulate our best quality of health care out of existence. Amendment A would require the state of Wyoming to ensure that our health care decisions remain our own. It would preserve choice of providers and programs. Failure to vote on any constitutional amendment counts as a no vote. It's the same as marking no on the ballot. Marking yes on the ballot counts as a yes vote. To learn more, call 307-632-3735 or check republicfreechoice.org.
Paid for by Republic Free Choice.
The Center for Rural Affairs is urging citizens, especially rural citizens, to reach out to their congressional delegation and demand action on a farm bill. John Crabtree at the Center for Rural Affairs says the clock is ticking.
We've come to the 11th hour. We don't have a farm bill. Congress has not taken action. And the window that they have to take action is rapidly closing. People have an opportunity to let them know that it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable not to have a farm bill. It's unacceptable to not invest in rural development programs that help small business development and community development. It's unacceptable to reduce conservation funding to just a bare minimum.
If nothing is done, Crabtree says, important conservation programs and rural assistance programs will be capped at 2012 funding levels. For Wyoming Radio News, I'm Doug Randall.
Wyoming Radio News.